Zok the Halakhic Gemara on the top of Daf Hei Amid Aleph Toshma. The Tani Rami Bar Chama. Arba Shaimim Tzrichim Kvir Bemikzas Vahoida Bemikzas. There are four types of shaimim. The shaimachinam, shayel, nesisachar, v'asaycher. The four types of shaimim. Shaimachinam is like the least chayiv. Shayel is the most chayiv. And shaimachar and tzaycher are somewhere in the middle. Those four, all of them, they need to have a kfirah b'miktas v'hoidah b'miktas, which means as follows. The shaimim have a shvua. There are three shvua d'oraisas. Really four, but we'll say three. What are the three? Really five, but we'll say three. Because there's four, but really there's five. So here goes. What are they? The Shvua D'Oraisa, my friends. Which is the most commonly talked about Shvua D'Oraisa? Yeah.
Moedah B'Miktas.
Bam!
I would say Moedah B'Miktas. Maybe you should go back to sitting over here. I'm not sure. Shavuos Moedah B'Miktas, I would say, is the one that people talk about the most. But they also talk about Eid Echad, and they also talk about Shavuos HaShoyimim. Those are the three biggies. Now there's another Shvua D'Oraisa, which is not in the realm of Choshen Mishpat. Choshen Mishpat means monetary claims. There's another case where a woman actually makes a Shvua and has nothing to do with money. Shvuas Soita. She will blow up if she ends up lying. Now, and then there's the other quote-unquote Shvua, which is kind of like, it's more of a, it's a Shvua that's kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a chameleon Shvua. What I mean by that is it kind of like can adjust or can be attached to anything. What is that called?
Gilgal
Shvua. Gilgal Shvua is not really a Shvua. Shvua has the Shvua D'Rabbanan. These are the Shvua D'Oraisas. There's three Shvua D'Oraisas when it comes to Mamon. Moedah B'Miktas, Eid Echad, Shvua HaShoyimim. And then there's a Shvua D'Oraisa of Soita. It's a whole different department, a whole different area. And Gilgal Shvuas, you kind of like you can roll over a Shvua from one, from a Chiv to anything you want. Anyway, the Shvuas HaShoyimrim, so we understand, we are not Rami Bar Chama, we all of us understand, the Shvuas HaShoyimrim is anytime you take someone's item, you're he's a little bit at your mercy. Why is he at your mercy?
You're borrowing it.
Because he doesn't know what's going on. You've got the object in your house. Now he doesn't know. He's you have it by you. So therefore the Torah instituted a Shavua. So we understand anytime you're a Shomer, if you don't produce the goods, whatever excuse you made up, you say that it got eaten by a lion, you say that it got struck by lightning, you say that it just died and disappeared. Anything you say, you're going to have to make a Shavua. It's either make a Shavua or
pay.
You could pay, obviously. I mean, if you return the item, then there's for sure no Shvua. You gave it back to him. But we're talking about over here where he's going to have to make a Shvua because he's saying that he's putter. Comes along Rami Bar Chama, and Rami Bar Chama says, the Arba Shaimim that need to make a Shvua, they also need to have a Hoidah B'Miktas, Arba Shaimim Tzrichim Kfira B'Miktas, and Hoidah B'Miktas. Aside for the fact that they have to have a Shvua, Shvuas HaShoyimrim, they also have to have a Kfira B'Miktas and Hoidah B'Miktas. That's what he says. Let's see, Rashi, what's going on over here? Rashi explains. Says Rashi, Dal Shoyimrim, Shvua Ha'amura B'Shor Mechinam, Sh'Nigneva, Emenu, Sh'Mesacha Sh'Nensa, Sh'al Sh'Mesem Achmas Melacha. Each one of these three, they have different thresholds, different levels. A Shor Mechinam, he's watching for free, so he has to watch it. But if it gets stolen, we don't really blame him. Shamisachar, if it gets stolen, we blame him. But if an oinus happens, like it gets struck by lightning, we don't blame him. A shoyel, by the way, even if it gets struck by lightning, a shoyel is going to be chayiv. He's only putter if meisam achmas melacha. Anyway, in any of these three cases, the person is claiming something that would make him putter. That's okay. You can be putter, but what do you have to do? Swear. Says Rabbi Bar Chama, that's only if there's also a kfiro b'miktas v'hoida b'miktas. Zok the Halakha Rashi. Kfiro means loy hayu ella. Kfiro loy havi ella b'koifer mamish. Oy lo hayu dvar me oylam oy achzarti lecha. Kfiro means I have to tell him, listen, what you said is lakshin kugel. It never happened. Or it's totally not true. Either lahadam, I never took it from you, or I gave it back already. So in order to be chayav shvuas moedah b'miktas, you need to have an element of kfira. And Hayda Alay Have Elamkin Hayda Mamish. Sheeshla Biyadu Shechayv Lahachzulay. Hayda is I have to admit that I'm chayv to pay. I have to admit that I'm chayv to give you. Those are the two things that you need in order to have Shavuos Hashomrim. Nimtza, says Rashi. This is a very big line. She'ein chiyuv Shavuos Hashomrim ba elim kein ta'an shalosh paros. He has to be tying three animals. He has to be saying, there has to be a case where the person took into his possession from the other person three animals. Here we are. Three animals. One of them is kofer, one of them is moideh, and one of them is the Shavuos Hashomrim. We're going to see, we're going to go through all three of them. I'm going to put it here if you don't mind, for now. So there's three animals that we have, says Rashi. I'm going back to the words Nimtza in Rashi. My boy said it's a very important Rashi. Let's try to see it together. Nimtza, She'ein Chiyuv Shavua, Ella. Ba, Ella in Cain, Ta'an Gimel Paros. Unless there's three animals. Be'achas Kafarloi. First one is Kaifer. Be'achas Haideloi. The second one is Maidin. Sheyesh no biyada. I still have it. I owe it to you. I understand. Ubishlishes amalai nansa. The third one, he says, I'm putter. One, I'm saying, it doesn't exist. The second one, I'm saying, I agree, I pay. I'm chayv to pay. The third one, I say, listen, I had it, but I'm putter because something happened. Either nansa, if it's a shomer sachar, oi, im shomer chinam hu, amalai bishlishes nignava. This is the Shavua Amor of a Parsha. This is Shavuos Hashomrim is on this para. That's the para that we're talking about, Shavuos Hashomrim. Shaloi Shalach Yada B'Melechas Re'eu. The Shavua that he makes, the Torah says, is he has to swear that he did not abuse the animal, didn't do anything wrong to the animal. Now, this is what we have, these three. Now, Rashi Bavarans says, Rashi, why don't we just say this is the Shavuos Hashomrim over here? Why can't you just have two animals? Just have these two. There's a Haida and a Kaifer. Make the Shavua there. Says Rashi, She'ilu Shavua Dikfira. Ein ze Shavua Amor B'Shomrim. This is not the Shavua Amor B'Shomrim. The Shavua that you make by Shomrim is I have to swear what happened. When, if he's Kuiper and says, I don't have it, says, I don't have to swear what happened, I'm just saying, I never took it. So in order to have Shavuos Hashomrim, it has to be, I agree I took the animal, and I agree I was watching it, but I'm putter because something happened to the animal. That can't be this one. So if you need a Kvira and a Haida, you're going to actually need three animals here. These are your three animals, says Rashi. Now Rashi says, Ubelav kfira nami lo tischayv. What do I need the first animal for? Why don't I just have hoida and shavuos hashomrim? Why don't I have those two? Says Rashi. Without kfira also you can't be chayv shavuos hashomrim. Dichsiv v'shomer ki hu zeh denafka mina denafka lan mina b'moide b'miktas v'kofer b'miktas. Says Rashi. The pasuk that teaches us the din of moide b'miktas is written by shomrim. So we need a real Haidah, and we need a real Kfira. So if we're going to take out Kaifer, so he's not really Kaifer anything. Kaifer means I'm saying, listen, buddy, you are totally wrong. You're saying, that's what I'm saying, Lahadam, or Parati. So therefore, I'm going to need, these two are going to generate a Moida b'miktas, and this one is going to generate Shavuos Hashomrim. And because the Torah writes the words ki hu zeh, which are the words of Moideh B'miktas, in this parasha, I need a Moideh B'miktas and a Shavuos Hashomrim. So according to Rami Bar Choma, every time that a person swears Shavuos Hashomrim, what else happens, apparently? Moideh B'miktas.
So according to Rami Bar Choma, if I say all three of your cows died and I was Peshev,
if I say I'm Peshea, then everyone holds there's no Shavua Shomrim. Because if I say I'm Peshea, then I'm saying I was Chayiv, right? So let's get it clear. There, everyone agrees not going to be Shavua Shomrim because he said he's Chayiv. But according to Rami Bar Choma, if I said I took three animals and on each one of them I was an Oines, no Shavua. The Shavua has to come only with, together with the Moideh B'miktas. Therefore, I need three animals. If I take one animal and I say it was Oines, no shvua. I say I need to have a kfirah b'miktas, a yigah b'miktas, and the case of shvuas hashaimer.
Is there
more than
miktas by itself according to
Rambam? According to Rambam, there will be a moed b'miktas outside of the parasha of shvuas hashaimer, and there will also be a moed b'miktas here. So it comes out according to Rambam. How many shvuas will you make over here?
Two shvuas.
It seems like every single shvuas hashoimrim will be accompanied by Mayim Miktas. Let's finish the Rashi. Says Rashi, this is la'afunke miman da'amar. This is to coming to say to say in the exclusion of a different man da'amar, berk kama, belgoizal kama, iruv parashis kasav kan, v'chikas akuzet, la'av hashoim echinam, there's another man d'amar who says when it said the word moed b'miktas in this parasha, it didn't really belong here. It's really meant to be somewhere else. And you don't need either of these. And in Shavuos Shemim, because you have a cow, he says it's Nensa, make a Shavua, which is the way we paskin. Rami Bar Chama is saying that you need to have this entire dynamic in order to have a Shavuos Shemim. And that's not like the other man d'amar in there in Baba Kama that says, Lav Ashoim Achinam Dechsiv Gabe Koi. Ella Aim Kesef Talva, Shmina Haitana, Deshaimim Nami Binum Kvirva Haidav, Vishvua Amur Pashash Al Parashlishis. Recaps. Okay. Comes along the Rishainim. And Fregin the Rishainim, a great Kasha, my friends. This is Rami Bar Chava. We're going to see what is relevant to our Sugya soon. Comes along the Rishainim and they ask the following question. You mean to tell me that every time there's going to be a Shavuos Hashoimrim, there's also going to be a Shavuos Moed B'Miktas. Dani 3, got Moed B'Miktas, and Shavuos Hashoimrim. And Moed B'Miktas is already a Machayev of Shavua. By Halva, by anything, by Mazik. So we know Moed B'Miktas is Chayev of Shavua, other places also. Why does the Torah have to be Machadish Bechlal? A Shavuos Hashoimrim. What do we need that for? If you're anyway already swearing here, Moed B'Miktas on this animal that is Kaifer, so you already have a Shavua here, so there's going to anyway end up having a Shavua on the third cow. Not necessarily because you have a Din Shavuas HaShoimrim, but even without that, Midin Gilgal Shavua. We know the Gilgal Shavua is a pasuk in the Torah. So we know this Gilgal Shavua. So over here, where you're telling me you need to have money to make this or not be chayv. Why do you have to make this Shavua? Why does the Torah have to introduce us this Shavua? It's going to happen anyway. Mikoyach Gilgal Shavua. Frektory Shainim. Why is it that the Torah has to write a parasha of Shavuas HaShoimim? That Shavua will happen anyway.
According to the Rambam, the Gilgal Shavua needs to be the time of the Mashbiah.
So maybe we could say that that if you have the Torah as it, then the Beis Din will be mechayivim a Shavua. But if it's only Gilgal Shavua, we're going to need the person has to have the presence of mind to ask him to swear. That is a simple answer to this question, but it's not. Why? That should be a simple answer to this question. That maybe we need a parash of Shoimim to say that Bezdin's going to make him swear. If it's only Ask Gilgal Shavua, so then the person himself is going to have to come up with the idea to make him swear. However, we said, even the Rambam holds, if it's Taina Achas, so then who makes him swear?
Bezdin.
This is Gimel Paras. He gave him three animals. This is Taina Achas. So therefore, even according to the Rambam, Bezdin's automatically going to make him swear on that other one. So who cares if he's swearing me din Gilgal Shavua? Who cares if he's swearing me din Shavuos HaShoimrim? He's going to end up swearing a Shavua D'Oraisa. So why does the Torah have to introduce us this new idea of Shavua? It's going to happen anyway. This is the question of the Rishonim. So, first of all, we see something from the Rishonim, which is very interesting. We see that there's no difference between Gilgal Shavua and a Shavua that is coming from its own merit.
Well, they're both
D'Oraisa. Right. But there's a discussion, there's a concept called Mitoich she'eino yachal lishava mishalin. Let's say for some reason a person can't make the shvuah. Okay, well, won't get into the details of why not. Some reason he is paralyzed. He can't make the shvuah. What's the din? On a shvuah d'oraisa, we know the din is mitoich she'eino yachal lishava mishalim. That's by classic shvuah d'oraisas. Shvuah d'rabbanan, no mitoich. If you can't swear, you're potter. We wanted you to swear. If you can't swear, you're potter. What about Gilgal Shvuah? D'oraisa. But again, there's nothing really that compels us to make you make this Shvuah, other than the fact that once you're swearing on something else, we'll make you swear on this also. Is there mitoich on Gilgal Shvuah? This is debatable.
You have to be able to swear in order to have Gilgal.
Why?
It's not Gilgal. No.
Why? You're not able to swear, but you're mechuyev to swear. Now I'm stuck. I can't swear. So now I have a Gilgal Shvuah that I can't make. Is that going to have a din mitoich? He said, the Bezdin says, okay, once you swear on this, swear on this also. But I can't. Okay, so then pay. If you can't, then pay. That's the din of a shvuah d'oraisa. A regular shvuah is a shomer. If I can't swear, I have to pay. Shvuah is erech. If I can't swear, I have to pay. What about shvuah gilgul? That's a big debate. When we'll see. It might depend on what we're about to say. A kapon from the Rishonim we see, that they ask this question, they see clearly there's no difference if it's a Gilgal Shvuah or Shvuah HaShemim. Or else they'd have a very simple answer. That we want to make a Chiyuv Shvuah, that now it's Chayiv Shvuah on its own merit. And if he can't swear, he's going to have to pay. But they don't say that. Obviously, the Rishonim learn that these two Shvuahs are of equal status. So what's the answer to the question? Says the Ritva. We're in the Shita Mekubetzis. We gave it out the other side. The side that says Shita on the top. It's around 8 lines from the bottom. V'yesh loymar. De'asa kra lemeymar. It's very important to see it inside because you need to see the language that they use, the Rishonim. De'asa kra lemeymar. De'afilu loyratza lahashbioi al para de kfira. Nishba al para de ointzim. V'yesh loymar. Again. De'asa kra lemeymar. The afilu loy rotza lashbioi al para de kfira nishba al para de ointzim. Our question was, my friends, we have over here 3 cows. If he's going to swear on the kaifer anyway, because he's might have a mitzas, so he's automatically going to swear on this one als gilgul. So we'll have a Gilgal going on here, says the Ritva. But what happens if he says, you know what? You don't have to swear. I don't want you to swear. He doesn't want to make him swear on this one. So if Shvuah Shomrim has its own Shvuah on its own merit, you have a Moedem and Miktas, you hit your own Shvuah. Okay, so I don't care that he's not swearing on Kaifer, he'll swear Shomrim. But if you say he's not swearing on Kaifer, and the only reason why you wanted to swear on Shvuah HaShomrim is because of Gilgal, you won't swear on Shvuah HaShomrim either. That's a nafkamina. It's a very far-fetched idea. But it says the Ritva, maybe the only reason, according to Rami Bar Chama, why we need a pasuk to tell me there's a Shvuah HaShomrim is in a case where he's going to forego the Shvuah on the Kaifer, and then I might think that he won't be able to be Magalgel over onto Shvuah HaShomrim. Why won't he be able to be Magalgel? There's no Shvuah here to move over here. So I may think that now he won't have to swear, says the Pasuk. Shvuah HaShomrim has its own Shvuah on its own merits.
Why would you think he doesn't have to swear? Why is it different than the
wrong
one?
No, shot. I'm going to get there. Don't ruin it. The Raivin on the bottom of the page says similar to the Ritva. But pay attention to detail, my friends. It's nuanced. It's similar, but it's different. Raivin Tiritz, de nafkemina, lehecha de machal loy al parash al kvira. Diimi gilgo shvua loy mechayiv, says the Raivin. Also, we're going to eliminate this Shvuah. How are we going to eliminate the Shvuah? The Ravid says, he's Meichel him on the Shvuah. He says, you don't have to make the Shvuah. Forget it, don't. He's Meichel the Shvuah of Kaifer. It's very similar to the Ritva, but different. What's the difference? The Ritva says, he's loy ratza lahashbiyoy al para de kvira. And the Ravid says, mocha loy al para de kvira. What's the difference? What's the difference between the Ritva and the Ravid? The Ravid says, he's moichel. He gets up in bez and says, I'm moichel the shvua. This shvua, we'll put up a new one here. Hold a second. This one, I'm moichel. Gone. Moichel. That's what the Ravid says. So now, you can't do Gilgul Shvua. According to the Ritva, he's not Moichel. He just doesn't make him swear. Eino Ratzo Lahashbiyoy. What's a Nafkamina? A Nafkamina is, let's say he turns around and says, you know, I changed my mind. I want you to swear. According to the Ravid, can he change his mind?
No.
Once he's Moichel, he's Moichel. Gone. The Shvua is goner. Out. According to the Ritva, can he change his mind?
Yes.
Yes, he never said he's not making, he just doesn't want to make him swear, but he didn't tell him he's putter from the Shvua. He's just not swearing.
So why do you run, according to the Ritva, why do you run into a problem with the Shvua? Meaning the Shvua is there, I just don't want you to do it. And now the Shvua is.
So we see over here what seems to be a very subtle machloikes. According to the Ravid, when do we run into a problem of Gilgul Shvua? Only if you uproot the Shvua, you rip out the Shvua, you're Moichel the Shvua. According to the Ritva, even if there's no practical Shvua in front of us, as long as he doesn't swear, I can't go from one Shvua to the next Shvua. Because the Ritva obviously understands what Gilgul Shvua is. Is once we get you into the Shvua's box, once you're swearing, swear on something else. Swear on something else. Swear on another thing. Because once you're swearing, swear. But if you're not going to make the first Shvua, even if you're Chayiv the first Shvua, if you don't make the first Shvua, you can't go into Gilgul. And the Ravid argues, Zokta Bacha Choshev Avrami Safrin Shelita. Hold on a second. We have some information about this. We know about this. We had a Rambam that the Rambam said that what happens if a person is in Bezdin and he's supposed to make one Shvua and the Bezdin starts saying, make another Shvua. He didn't swear anything yet. He said, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to make the first Shvua and just let me walk out of here. He's not going to swear. Can he do that and get out of the second Shvua? No. Why not? Why ain't Chobin Loy? But he's never made the first Shvua. It seems like the Rambam holds like the Ravid that as long as there's a Chiyuv Shvua, even if you don't swear practically the Shvua, then the Gilgul's in place. If he'd be Moichel him the first Shvua in a Hanami. But as long as the Chiyuv Shvua is there, then everything gets Nichnas into that Taina, and therefore he can't say, I'm just going to swear now. It's all one big story.
This is according to who?
This is according to the Ravid and the Rambam. However, we see that the Ritva learns differently. The Ritva learns that as long as you don't actually swear, you can't do Gilgul. The Ritva learns Gilgul Shvua is, you got into the Shvua's box, so once you hear already, you might as well swear about that too. Once you hear already, you might as well swear about that too. It's not the pshat that now there's a chiyuv on the Gilgul Shvua. It's that once we're swearing, I'll throw something else on you. It's two different understandings in Gilgul Shvua, my friends. And we spoke about this a little bit when we were talking about the Rambam. And that might affect our shailov, is there mitoich on Gilgul Shvua? Does Gilgul Shvua become a chiyuv Shvua? Or Gilgul Shvua is, listen, once you're swearing, better go swear about this also. But it's not a chiyuv Shvua be'etzem. This might be the Shaila over here, the Machlekes between the Ravid and the Ritva. Al Kopanim, they come up with ways that we can have over here. We need to have this Shavuos HaShomer. This is Rami Bar Chama's Shita. Now says the Gemara, Heichi Dami. Says the Gemara, what are we talking about? There's three cows, or there's discussion about three cows. Says the Gemara, Hechidami. Lav. The Amar Le Halach. Is it not talking about that he said Halach? Now we say Halach. Rabbi said, let's just get it clear. Which cow we're talking about when we said he said Halach? It means, says Rashi, Hechidami, Parashel Haida'a, this cow over here that we're talking about. So the Gemara says, isn't this cow a Halach cow? And if this cow is a Halach cow, what do I see? I see that you're going to be Chayiv. Says Rashi, Lav, Dikaimo, Kamon, V'omerle Kochena B'chol Mokom Shehi, Dehainu Halach. Isn't it talking about Halach? Okay, Rabbi Say, this is a very hard Rashi to read. What does it mean, Dikaimo, Kamon? And then, V'omerle Kochena B'chol Mokom Shehu, Dehainu Halach. What does it mean, Kaima Kalon? Yitzchak, how'd you learn this Rashi, the Kaima Kalon? Hard, right? What does Kaima Kalon mean? Shua, you had a pshat in this Rashi? It's alive? Is it not talking about that the animal is alive?
And take you wherever.
And take you wherever it says, look, no, it's not. Oh, that was a rough one. Is it talking about the animal's alive? No. Okay, sorry. What's going on over here? He was like, "Moo, must be talking about the animal's alive." And it's Halach. If it's Halach, no, it's not alive. What was the Hamamina? What was the Hamamina? I mean, that was a pretty easy one. I think we all could have answered that question. Says the Gemara, "Lav, is it not talking about the Amalei Halach?" Says the Gemara, "Loi." No, they're all dead, but different thing. It's not Halach. So, what was the Hamamina? And the words Kaima Kamon, what does that mean? In the simple reading, it means it's here. It doesn't mean it's alive, it means it's here. But we're going to go not like that right now. It's here. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Hafla of a fellow. Listen up. Bnei Yeshua says, the Gemara thought the animal is here. Not it exists somewhere in the pasture over there or something. The animal's here. It's here. We've got it. We've spotted it. We've located it. It's in Beis Din. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily mamish in the Beis Din, but it's here in front of us. Why? It has to be that's the case. Because if not, so then a man walks in and says, what happened to my cows? I don't know. I got no clue. I'm totally at your mercy. So he says, I'll admit to you that this cow, I owe you the money. But on this cow, I disagree. I don't admit. Did he have to admit to the cow that he owes the money?
No.
What could he have said?
Oinus.
I could say oinus on everything. Buddy, you got no clue what's going on. So I could say the animal's dead, and it's and there's an oinus, and I'm putter, and I'll walk off scot-free, and I will walk out of here, and that's it. But I didn't do that. I admit it to you. So what would you call a person who had a very easy out, very easy way to be putter, and admitted that he's chayiv? What would you call him? A meshav aveda. If he's meshav aveda, he's going to be putter from this shvua, because he's meshav aveda.
Can we call him amigu?
What?
I can't see.
You can call it amigu, meshav aveda, whatever you want to call it. So how do we have over here a moideh b'miktas? The answer is, the animal's in front of us. Can he say the animal got lost, or the animal was nensar? Can he say the animal was stolen? No. Buddy, that's the what?
That's the Gemara's answer, died by.
Hold on a second. The animal's here. Hello? What? You got my animal. Now, he's not a meshav aveda. What's he going to say?
So why is he saying
hold on a second. What's he going to say? So therefore, Rashi says, "Dikaimo kamon." The animal is in front of us.
Dead.
What?
It's dead.
It's alive.
So the Havamina is that it's alive.
He's mind dead that he owes. The animal's alive. How is the animal's alive? Kaimo. Come on, it's alive in front of us, right here. So listen, buddy, you got my animal. So now if he wants to fight, what could he say? It's mine. It's not yours. You want to fight? I could say it's mine. He doesn't. He admits. But okay, but that's not called a major aveda. I know this is my animal. I know you have it. I know it's alive. I it's located. It's here.
It's not even physically alive.
What?
His whole claim is that it's dead. He's saying it died.
No, first. No, it's only afterwards. No, it's the one that he's being moided. Moided
that what?
He's being moided that he's chived him. So in this one. What? If he died, but Anish is Pater. That's only Gemara's answer afterwards. Gemara right now thinks that it's alive right here. Gemara says afterwards it died in Pshia. Gemara thinks right now the animal is alive here in front of us. What? And a Hanami. That's what he's doing. And he's going to give it back to him. That's why it's Helach. He's going to give it back to him. He's saying, I'm giving you back your animal. It's your animal. I'm giving it back to you. Why does he have to say, if it's Kaima Kamon? So let me ask you a question. They're sitting in Bezdin. Who's on the Bezdin? Rav Moshe Sternbach Shlita and Rav Meir Bramstorfer and the Gavir of Dushinsky. You think they're bringing the cow into Bezdin? Is the cow actually in Bezdin? Do they walk with Nelly into the Bezdin? Like into, what's it called? What's the name of the place where they sit over there? Zupniks? They walked into Zupniks with the cow, and they're like, in Bezdin, it's like, here! Like, that's not, the cow is located. It's not Bifaneinu in Bezdin. It's not here that Bezdin can grab it. If it would be here, he doesn't have to say anything. It's Bifaneinu. But it's not, we know where it is, we know it exists, so the Kaima Kamon take care of the problem is not Meshav Aveda. But what makes it Halach? It's not in Bezdin, Mamesh, he's not standing there in front of the Dayanim. He has to say, Kochena b'chol mochem
shehem. The issue says it's lefaneinu.
What?
The issue says it's lefaneinu.
Lefaneinu means that it's here.
It's just,
what?
We could have asked that for Rashi back then. Lefaneinu just means it's here.
It doesn't help us. It doesn't help us.
We had a question. Why do we say that Rashi switches to lefaneinu?
So why does Rashi say lefaneinu?
Same thing.
But what does Rashi need that for? Over here we're explaining why we need to say lefaneinu. Over there you don't need it. We were saying we need to save Bifaneinu for one reason, take care of that problem. Afterwards, Rashi uses the Lashon over here and says, Kachen v'chol mokom shehu. So over there, Rashi just says Bifaneinu. Over there, Shnayim Elchus and Metalos, they're in the Bezdin. They're Shnayim Elchus and they're holding on to the Talos and Bezdin. Yes, in that case, they walk into Bezdin holding the Talos. The two of them are walking to Bezdin holding the Talos. Over here, they're not bringing the cow into Bezdin. So if that's the case, so then you still have to say that kachen b'chol mokom shehu. So why does Rashi say kaima kamon? He doesn't say b'faneinu. Kaima kamon. He says that to say, look, we know the animal exists. So you're not a meshav aveda. You can't say that the animal disappeared. It didn't disappear. You can't say the animal died by us because we know it's here. So you're no longer a meshav aveda. That makes him into a ma'ariv mikzas. And if he says kachen b'chol mokom shehu, that makes it into a halach. That was the Gemara's havamina. Says the Gemara. Loi. Says the Gemara, Loi, the Amar Le Gimel Paris Masarti Locha Umesu Kulhu Bipshia. What does that mean? The Toivea is coming and saying, I gave you three animals, and I know how they died. I know. How does he know? They're in the other person's house. I know how they died. Mesu kulu bepshia, says the Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara is now making unukimta that the Malve was spying on the Shomer. I saw them die. I was watching them. I know you're not a Meshav Aveda if you come and say that it was that you're chayiv. Of course, I know you're chayiv. He's coming with a tainas bari. Once that's the case, there's no longer a Meshav Aveda anymore. We assume that the Malve is oblivious. I gave the animal to the Shomer. I don't know what happened. It happened in your house. It didn't happen in my house. We're going to assume that the Mavo comes in and says, can you just tell me what happened to my animals? It's like, yeah. One of them, Chayv. I'm Mr. Nice Guy because I didn't have to say that. That was our assumption. Therefore, we have to say that the animal is alive still. Says the Gemara, no. Somehow, the Malva knows what happened in the Lova's house. He was spying on him. Mesukulu Bipshia. They all died Bipshia, he says. And the Amarle and the Shomer says back, Amarle iu chada lahadvar me'am. First, one of them, Yistam, there's no such thing. I only took two cows. Chada mesa ba'onis. The other one, you made a mistake. It didn't die b'pshia, it died ba'onis. I'll swear about that if you want me to. V'chada mesa b'pshia. And one of them you're right about. So I'm a moide b'miktas. I'm moide on this one, that's b'pshia. I'm totally kafar on this one. And this one is the Shavuos HaShomer saying it's ba'onis. Deboy l'shlumele delav helachu. He has to pay. He's paying. He's not helach. This is the Gemara. That's the way the Pnei Yeshua learns the Gemara. Half of a fella. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Vazok Toisvis. Just see quickly, just a Nakuda and Toisvis. Toisvis says, Amai Isruch Kralim Ute Tema. Haleka Kra Miyuta. No, wrong one. Sorry. Shemechinam. Says Toisvis, Pater Mikol Chutz Mipshia. Shoyel Chayev Bakol Chutz Mesamachus Malacha. Nesusach Vesachem Mitzas Chayev Mitzas Pater. Lakach Tanale Kesedar Zeh. Shiloshanam Kesedar Ksivas. And that's why we wrote one is Pater and everything, Chayev and everything. One's the most Pater, most Chayev, and then one in the middle. Now this Toisvim Toimer. There are so many other places we could have asked the question. So it's Halach. This is Tosis' question. This is a question I can ask from like all four Shemrim together, therefore I'd rather ask this question. Says the Pnei Yeshua, who said Pikadon is Halach? Not every Pikadon is Halach. Only over here, where it's Kaima Kamon, is the Pikadon going to be Halach. Not every Pikadon is Halach. What was our assumption that it's Halach here? Because we assumed that the animal's here. Why do we assume the animal's here? Because if the animal's not here, you're not a Moed B'Miktas. But all those other cases are not talking about Moed B'Miktas Bechlal. So, says the Pnei Yeshua, I don't think those kasha starts, according to me. Vaistuchos Tosis has a different mahalach in this, so you have to see what Tosis mahalach is. Beis Hashem B'li Neder, tomorrow, on Sunday, I mean, we're going to do the next Tana Avua de Rabbi Abturiki, which is the sugya of, which is basically, this is a sikkum on the entire sugya here. We'll do that, Beis Hashem, and then Monday we'll have the Chazorah. I want to leave you with just a thought on this week's parasha. This week is the first time we're introduced to Moshe and Aaron's parents. The Pasuk never really told us who Moshe and Aaron's parents are in Parshas Shemais. I mean, the Pasuk says, Ve'ikach ish mi beis Levi, and he took a bas Levi, and he married her, and they had a child. And it tells us that child was Moshe. But they don't get credit for Moshe Rabbeinu until this week's parasha. Why does the Torah wait until this week's parasha to tell us who the parents are? Says the Rav HaGaon Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He says the Torah is teaching us a lesson. A lot of times parents have children with tremendous koichas, tremendous talents, and they have so much promise, these kids. And parents can be very proud of their brilliant little child. And the Pasuk is telling us that there's nothing to be proud of. We're not even going to tell you who Moshe's parents are. Until Moshe actually becomes someone, until Moshe is told by Hashem, you are going to be the savior of the Jewish people, until Moshe steps up and actually takes the job, then Moshe Rabbeinu has done something with his talents. That's when it's time to be proud. Then the Torah tells us, oh, who's his mother? Who's his father? We'll tell you. But just because people have a lot of potential, cement garnished. Doesn't mean anything. There's Baruch Hashem, a lot of our chevra that we have here in this chabura, are very, very talented people. Very intelligent, very perceptive, very fast. Boys here are very talented. Cement garnished. You're not going to use your talents, so then there's nothing to be proud of. My father, Zosangazun, used to say over from his Rebbe, Vos heist a lamden. What does it mean to be a lamden? Well, let's see. Vos heist a gazlan. A gazlan is someone who knows how to steal? Someone who knows how to steal is a gazlan? No. Who's a gazlan? Someone who steals. Vos heist a lamden, Zok Rabbi Yosha Be'er. Someone that knows how to learn, he knows. You can do mental gymnastics. No, a lamdin is devas lamd. You know how to learn? Cement garnished. You have to use it. And there's a Shem Asiyat and Shemaya. We'll keep using it, and we'll see that we'll be a source of nachas to our parents and to all of Klal Yisrael.